Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 10th of August, 2020. It's a pleasure to have you here, and you'll be glad you did because I got a great show for you this morning. We have Dr. Lana Israel. She is the founder, the CEO of Musology. You are going to love this company, a music-based learning company. They're located in, obviously, Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, she's amazing. I'm going to give you her resume as we start the show in just a minute or so. All right, and she's just astounding. And the link between learning and music, particularly in math, where they started their stuff, is incredible. So you're just going to go nuts when you listen to this show. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, tweet it out at EduTalkRadio like we always do. You can follow us over on Twitter at EduTalkRadio. Facebook is Education Talk Radio and Larry Jacobs, and LinkedIn is Larry Jacobs. You can do any of that. Please go over to our accessibility and equity website, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's getting to be a big deal. We want your voice in there. It's all free over there. Subscription to our magazine, Equity in Access, which is online right over there for you at ace-ed.org. We invite you to please join with us as we work towards equity and accessibility to learning for all students, okay? The American Consortium for Equity in Education at ace-ed.org. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Lana. Lana Israel is the founder of Musology. She's based in Nashville, good place for a music thing. She published her first book at age 13. She's got a doctorate in experimental psychology from Oxford University. She studied there as a Rhodes Scholar. She's summa cum laude from Harvard. Okay, she's gained over, since she's graduated, she's gained over a decade of business strategic production side experience in the music industry. She works with big stars. She can tell us about that. And now she has started this education company called Musology. Lana, are you there?
I am there, Larry. It's so nice to be on your show.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Israel. I got to tell you, how's the weather in Nashville today? It's hot up here in Maine.
It is. It's actually very nice in Nashville today. We are grateful to have some moderate weather, and I hope you're safe after the storm. I know you lost some power, so sounds like
yes,
you're back on the grid.
You suffered for that one, indeed. We were going to do this show last Wednesday, all right? But it wasn't that big a storm up here, but it knocked out power here for 25 hours. So I'm glad we could do the show today, Lana. It's really wonderful to have you here. And I got to, before we get into Musology, which is M-U-Z-O-L-O-G-Y, I got to tell you something. When I saw, as we were planning this show, when I used to go down to New Orleans when my son lived there, I would watch the Mardi Gras parades with the high school bands, and the schools were always struggling with their students, okay? They couldn't get their kids to learn down there. The schools were in terrible shape, all right? Yet the bands were absolutely fabulous. And I kept saying to my wife, these kids love music. This is 10 years ago. Music is mathematics. Mm-hmm. Why aren't the schools combining that? And we said, we have no idea. I've said that a number of times over the year, and finally I found an absolute genius, Dr. Lana Israel, to agree with me. Thank you, Lana.
My pleasure, Larry.
Thank you, Lana. Yes.
You're
I've
welcome,
been screaming
Larry.
About this for years. It makes me nuts. Okay? Go ahead.
Your observation is exactly why we started Musology. It's like a no-brainer. It's under our noses. It's so obvious. And if you look at the course of human history, pretty much every human culture and civilization has used music to convey or pass on information, particularly pre-literacy. So music, sometimes people go like, hey, this isn't a new idea. And I go, you're absolutely right. It's not a new idea. It's as old as the sun. And the question is, why haven't we found a way to use music as a credible pedagogical tool outside of early childhood learning and throughout formal education? So I'm 100% with you, Larry. And
I'll tell you something interesting. I went to college. I was a teacher. I was a history teacher years ago. Okay. But I went to college at Westchester State, okay, outside of Philadelphia. All right. and they had their big program. Actually, there were two huge programs. They taught a lot of people how to be teachers. And the two programs were phys ed. They taught gym teachers. But their other huge program was music. Okay? Mm-hmm. They produced most of the music teachers, okay, in Pennsylvania. I'm talking years ago now. But nobody ever thought to put the two things together. Okay? I mean, here they are. They're supposed to be educators and professors, no less. They couldn't see the connection. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. I want to read something. Musology.com, M-U-Z-O-L-O-G-Y. Musology, I think this is still going on. Let me know, Lana. Musology is now available free for teachers and students affected by COVID-19 closures. Is that correct? Is that still correct?
That is still the case. Definitely through the end of the month, and we are working hard now to find solutions to ensure that all teachers and students and parents who want to use Musology can find a way to access it this year. So if anyone out there interested, please come on over to Musology.com and give it a try.
Okay, now tell everyone, by the way, I know you're starting with math, okay?
Yes.
But I think you can take this, and I don't know this part. Can you take this into other subjects as well? I don't know. Help me.
Absolutely. So math is where we started for a number of reasons. When we looked at K-12, what really leaped off the page as an extremely acute pain point was algebra readiness, pre-algebra, middle school math.
Yep.
That's where proficiency in math really starts to dive. It's where girls start to underperform boys in math, and that has nothing to do with innate ability. It's where sometimes educators struggle with the material. It's where we have our last opportunity to get students proficient before they advance to algebra, at which point, if a student does not pass Algebra 1 on his or her first attempt, that student is unlikely to graduate high school on time, if at all. And I think we're well aware of the correlations between dropping out of high school and life outcomes. So as peculiar as this sounds, pre-algebra, middle school math, has direct links to public health, public safety, national competitiveness, implications and outcomes, and it's a very, very high-stakes subject. And when you talk to educators and you say, what's the like one subject where you have a dearth of supplemental resources, believe it or not, it's that. It's pre-algebra. It's middle school math.
That's where we
started, and we also felt if we could establish that music could be used to teach a fairly technical subject, and pre-algebra, I'd argue, is fairly technical. People joke it's where math involves letters as well as numbers. We could demonstrate that we could use music to teach pre-algebra and algebra topics. We felt like we'd established that you could use it to teach anything. And so your question is spot on, because we don't view ourselves as a math company. We don't view ourselves as an ed tech company as such. We view ourselves as a learning company. And one of my favorite quotes, which relates to the example you gave about New Orleans, which is a wonderful observation you made, one of my favorite quotes, and this is not a verbatim quote, the essence of what Edward Deming said was that learning is not mandatory, but then again, neither is survival.
Yeah.
So as human beings, we're built to learn.
Well,
we have to learn to survive. And so when we hear someone say a child can't learn or a child can't learn math, you got to flip it around and say we're just not teaching that child in a manner that resonates with him or her.
That's right. And that's another pet peeve of mine. We use the word teacher to explain that person who's in charge of the classroom. But if kids aren't learning, i.e. my math teacher in high school, okay, nobody learned anything, okay? I can tell you that. Okay, he wasn't teaching anything, okay? I always say teachers should change their title to learning facilitators because it's what reflected in the learning, all right? And that's what we have to do here. How does Musology work? You're getting into all my pet peeves. I love talking to you, Lana.
Sure. So Musology works using a very simple three-step method. Students answer 5 warm-up questions to unlock a music video, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the music videos in a moment. And what that does is it primes the student for what they're about to learn, it activates pre-existing knowledge, and it gives the student and educator a gross baseline measure of what that student already knows. Then student is able to watch one of our music videos as many times as they need to learn the information. And we recommend at least 3 repetitions pretty early on. As we know, rehearsal and repetition is key to learning and memory, even when it comes to a supercharged medium like music. The reason we know all the words to our favorite songs is because we heard that song repeatedly, not just once. The same applies to music-based learning. So we encourage students to watch those videos repeatedly. The good news is, because they're music videos, they enjoy watching the video multiple times. The good news is also that music activates reward centers of the brain and releases neurochemicals that make us feel good. That's actually why we like listening to music.
I didn't know that. Go ahead. Please, doctor. Go ahead. I love this.
So for a learner, this is something that can make them feel good. They're enjoying it. And guess what? They're learning at the same time. And when you brought up the example of PE and motion, it's very interesting that you did that, because our videos are multimodal. There's obviously an auditory component. There's a visual component with talent, live talent, performing the songs, and motion graphics overlays, which help communicate critical math skills, algorithms, procedures. But then talent in the videos also perform dance moves that correspond to the information being taught. So there's a kinesthetic component to our videos as well. And so you've got this very interesting multimodality medium. And we have teachers sometimes comment to us that their kids are taking a test and they see them doing the dance movements from a musology song, and they know that they're pulling back the information that way. The other thing I might add about our music videos is we work with hit songwriters and hit producers in the music industry to ensure that our songs sound relevant and engaging to today's learner. We were very, very deliberate in making sure that our music didn't sound like kids' music. And I think to the earlier point, when you do see music being used in the context of learning, it's usually early childhood learning. So there's a little bit of this stigma that like music is that's what babies use to learn. And so that was something we also wanted to dispel when creating and developing musology. And Larry, the greatest compliment to us is when a middle school student asks for a bathroom pass to go put on a musology shirt that they just won in class and proudly, you know, walks around class wearing a musology logo on their shirt. That's exactly what we wanted to achieve and do with students is create a brand that was exciting to them, relevant to them, felt like entertainment to them, akin to their favorite artist. Like that's what we wanted to achieve. And then the third step of musology is once a student is ready, they progress through 3 levels of challenges and they earn silver, gold, and platinum records as they level up from challenge to challenge. And challenges are really gamified quizzes disguised. Sure. So for kids, they're playing this game to earn records. Really, challenges are in-platform formative assessments that get more complex as students level up. So we enable students to apply and extend the information they learn in the music videos in the platform as well. And then finally, teachers are able to create custom playlists and assign those to individual students, groups of students, entire classes. And of course, there's a data analytics dashboard because I am a data nerd and I love data. So plenty of data in the platform too.
Right. Are the music videos, are they geared to teaching math, or are they geared to teaching the skills you need to understand math?
That's a fantastic question. The answer is both. We do focus more on skill-based learning than conceptual learning. Where possible, we do address math concepts. It's actually something we've been very interested in doing is building out videos that address deeper conceptual understanding of math as well as the skills and procedures. You do see a blend of both in our videos, but I'd say we're more skill and procedure heavy. But there's an important distinction I would like to make. We are not about rote memorization, and that's another maybe stigma when people think about music-based learning. A lot of times people go, oh, this is just like regurgitation of information and the learner's not getting it. And I can tell you that we, again, were very thoughtful and deliberate about treating the math content and topics and subject matter in a way that went well beyond pure regurgitation and rote memorization, although there is a place for that as well in math education, don't get me wrong. But we were very, very mindful of being able to show and demonstrate that music could do a lot of pedagogical heavy lifting that includes teaching algorithms and procedures and skills and not just, you know, 2 times 2 equals 4.
I know this works, okay? First of all, I would ask, how long has musology been around?
Since about 2015. In many respects, it's an idea that I had and had been thinking about and developing for decades. And as you pointed out, I got very fascinated in the learning space as a pre-teenager, teenager. And so my fascination with memory and innovative approaches to learning has been something.
Wrote your first book on memory at age 13. Otherwise, I would have invited you to my bar mitzvah, okay? But you were busy writing the book, okay? So that's why you weren't there.
The idea for musology, like the eureka moment for me, I was actually had moved to Manhattan. I finished a postdoc over in England and decided I wanted to pursue another childhood passion of mine, which was music, and wound up getting a job as the assistant to a very talented music producer in Manhattan. And I was working with him and had the good fortune of working with a lot of amazing artists and labels and executives in the music business, managers. And it was really fascinating.
So cool.
But I had this eureka moment where I said, hey, wait a second, we have these songwriters coming into our studio almost every day. And when they enter the studio in the morning, nothing exists. Then at the end of the day, poof, the song exists. It's kind of a magical thing.
Wow.
And then what occurred to me is, well, if this song gets recorded by an artist and it gets played at radio on heavy rotation, suddenly millions of people will know every word to this song that didn't exist, you know, that morning. And so it was this really interesting phenomenon. And I started to think about, as a former memory researcher and as someone who did a lot of research in the learning space, I asked myself, well, what do we look for with a new methodology or intervention in the learning space? And the answer is something that leads to some improvement in outcomes. It's usually a modest improvement in outcomes, as long as it's replicable. And we thought we had some systematic understanding of why we were getting that effect. That's like a grand slam in the learning space. And so I'm going, okay, ding, 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 music ticks the box of replicability, right? Millions of people suddenly know every word to a song that didn't exist maybe a month before. And then systematically, as I alluded to earlier, as I started to research this a little more, there's now a growing body of neuroscientific evidence that indicates just how powerful music is physiologically, neurologically, when it comes to activating critical brain regions that are necessary for successful learning, namely memory, attention, motivation, and emotion. So I'm like, ding, 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 systematically, we understand why this is happening. We still don't exactly understand how, but we understand why. And then I started thinking, well, what's the size of this effect? Is it a modest effect? And that's when it occurred to me, well, if you hear a song, Larry, that you haven't heard since you were a teenager, bam, all the words come back to you.
They sure do.
Right? And that's also something that's not unique to you and me, fortunately. That's something that everybody listening to this podcast is probably like, yeah, that's happened to me too. Well, that's not a modest effect. Verbatim recollection of information that you haven't heard from decades is like a feat of memory and learning that's remarkable. And so that's what over a decade ago really got me fascinated with looking at music as more than an entertainment medium, but looking at music as something that has immense capacity to educate and to uplift and to motivate and inspire. And fast forward to about 2014, 2015, I had moved to Nashville. I was fortunate enough to be doing some consulting work for Bob Doyle, who's Garth Brooks' manager, and Garth on the data analytics front. And I started to talk to Bob about this idea of the power of music. And I actually said to Bob, hey, how'd you learn your ABCs? And he said, well, I sang them. What's your point? And I said, my point is that the ABCs are actually a very challenging cognitive task in which the learner is asked to memorize 26 nonsense syllables and in perfect order. And that's something that adults struggle to do, but babies can do it once you put the information to music. We can all do it now since the information has been put to music. And to this day, Larry, if I were to say to you, what comes first, P or Q?
Yes.
You're probably going, L-M-N-O-P, to answer that question.
Exactly.
That's really how musology began, from that conversation. And we started to look at ways to demonstrate our approach and methodology with research, which is what we did in 2015. And then everything developed from there.
I think it's really just amazing. I want to ask you this. What are teachers, and I assume you're talking to math teachers, correct me if I'm wrong there, junior high, middle school, okay, what's their reaction to this, A, when they first see it, B, when they use it, okay, and I think you know this term, professional development. There's a lot of great things out there that help teachers teach, like musology, but teachers need to be able to understand how to teach it and use it, professional development. So what's the teacher reaction been, okay? And then what's the professional development like? What are the questions that have popped up and answered and how you're working with teachers? Because that's our audience today. That's why I want to go cover that.
Absolutely. Those are all fantastic questions. I'll answer the first with a quote from one of our rock star teachers, Shirley Forehand, who's the math department chair at Hall High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Shirley's been using musology with her students for over a year. And she recently said, actually just a little plug, Billboard Magazine did a feature story on us, which we were thrilled about. And Shirley is quoted in that. Quoted in that story saying, musology is probably one of the best resources I have, and I've been teaching for 25 years.
Wow.
It's like something I grew up on, Schoolhouse Rock, but on steroids. So, Larry, that's indicative of teachers' reactions. And what's so interesting is there's so many teachers who get this. They understand how powerful music is as a learning medium, and they're desperate to find ways to integrate
music.
It lights up the classroom. And by the way, these are teachers across all sorts of disciplines. It's not just mathematics. And so, you know, the burden and onus is on the educator to have to find or create their own music-based resources if they want to bring music into the classroom. And when I say Shirley's one of our rock star teachers, we do regard teachers and educators as rock stars. I think they are the most important folks in our culture and society, and sadly not appreciated and compensated the way they should be, given how just critical they are to the future of everything. And we honor and respect and adore teachers. And, you know, we said, well, for a teacher who gets this, let's make this easier. Let's make this easier for the educator. Let's give them like a one-stop solution where we do all the hard work for them, and we create an iterative series of music videos that teach that cover all the fundamentals of whatever it is that they're teaching. And to your point, we started with math. Of course, we'd like to expand to elementary school, high school, and math-wise, and then. Address other topics and subjects as well.
That
is on the roadmap. And in terms of professional development, really the good news is about musology is we have some teachers who have like no PD and are using it with high fidelity because the platform intentionally was created to be very intuitive and easy to use. And if you think about some of these kind of technical idioms that young people are used to, it's watching videos and playing games. And that's kind of what accessing playlists. And that's kind of what musology is, right? You're watching music videos, you're taking math challenges, which are quizzes, but they're gamified, and then you're progressing through a playlist that your teacher assigns to you. So student side and teacher side, it's pretty intuitive and easy to use, but we do provide professional development for teachers. It's usually about 60 to 90 minutes. We're able to do it web-based. And some of the most frequent questions are about implementation, like how many times should kids watch a video? What are some ways I can implement this in the classroom? How do other teachers use this? Those are the types of questions we get. And I can tell you now, there's an exploding use case for us, which is remote learning, and how can this be applied that way? And it can.
Go ahead. Remote learning. How can this be applied that way?
Right. So this is in many respects, we created this thinking about classroom use in mind, and it's wound up being such a great remote learning solution for several reasons. One of the greatest challenges teachers had at the end of last school year was lack of engagement amongst their students with what with the remote learning solutions being provided. In the best of times, as you're doing a lot of work as an educator to keep your students' attention, especially in 2020 when there was a study done. I mean, I haven't read the methodology, but they claim that millennials have shorter attention spans than goldfish, which is quite funny.
I didn't mean to laugh. The word that teachers love to use, and it's the buzzword, one of the buzzwords out there, is engagement. We have to keep the kids engaged. Go ahead. Continue.
So now a learner's not sitting in your classroom. You don't have any body language or kind of cues to see if they're paying attention or not necessarily. And they're at home and highly and easily distracted. And so engagement is more important than ever. And so what we were hearing from teachers and parents was musology was the only resource that their kids actually wanted to do and did engage in. So the engagement piece is critical. And again, we teach kids using a medium they love. Teenagers are amongst the highest consumers of music. I mean, it's hours and hours a day of consumption when you look at the data. So we're teaching them using a medium that they love. We're meeting them on their own terms by giving them kind of a digital learning solution that feels contemporary and like some of the other entertainment-based apps they would use electively. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, with the playlist function that we've created, whereby a teacher can really direct student learning, be it, again, at the class level or individual student level or small group level, we enable an educator to direct learning without persistent teacher oversight. So whereas, you know, in the case of a lecture where we're live and I'm teaching and this is happening right now, when a teacher assigns a musology playlist to a class, students can then work through that playlist in their own time, at their own pace. And this is quite, I never expected this comment, but one of the teachers using musology at the end of school last year with closure said it enabled her to engage in differentiated instruction even more effectively because she knew the class was working through their playlist, and then she could, even through video, one-on-one, help students who needed more individualized attention. And so it enables this type of self-paced learning without requiring persistent teacher oversight. And it also allows for self-directed learning where a student can just kind of keep going and exploring as much as she or he wishes. So we've found it to be highly effective in remote environments because of those reasons. And then, Larry, you brought up something hugely important, which is equitable access.
That's what we live for here. Join our consortium. Go to a-agenda.org and join our consortium. But that's beside
the point. We would love to. We would love to.
You will.
And so we will.
Please do.
And we're continuing to find ways to iterate and update the Musology platform to make our songs accessible and available. At the end of the month, we will be releasing a Musology album for streaming across a variety of platforms, so any learner can start to access our content that way as well.
And we're gonna wind down, but I want to say we're gonna do a second show. Okay, I'll be in touch with you and Allison and Joyce later today or early tomorrow. We're gonna do a second show. Okay, but I want to ask I would love it too. Okay, thank you. But I just want to ask real quick, and it's interesting you brought up the equity thing. You know, it's a whole movement now to make education culturally relevant. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of rock and roll kind of crosses everything, rhythm and blues, that sort of thing. Okay. It appeals to basically everybody. But then you can get into world music. You can get into African music. You can get into Indian music, et cetera, et cetera. Are you looking to make the Musology things, and teachers would love that these days, I'm telling you, culturally relevant? Or does that matter? Maybe that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's another great question. Absolutely, of course it matters, and we try to write in a genre that casts the widest net with our demographic, like a style and genre of music that really resonates with what the majority of kids listen to. Having said that, we're also in the process of developing. You're going to laugh because it's called ACE, Larry, which stands for Active Learning Creation Engine. But we are very, very grateful to have recently received a grant from the U.S. Department of Education to build out this Active Learning Creation Engine, which enables learners to create their own educational music videos.
There you go.
So to your very point, what we realized is, like, I'll tell you something really interesting. Bob Doyle, Garth Brooks's manager, said something to me years ago that I've always remembered when he first started working with Garth. He said, "Hey, Garth, we're never going to outright Nashville, right? There's always great songs that can come in from so many talented people." And you know what? We feel the same way. Like, Musology is never going to outright all the collective talent that exists, even with kids. So we wanted to give kids the creative tools to create music that sounds and feels and videos that look like something that resonates with them. And I would be remiss if I also didn't thank the National Science Foundation, who have awarded us 2 R&D grants over the last few years. And NSF support and U.S. Department of Education support have been really unbelievably helpful to the continued development of Musology. And might I add, Larry, that's very important to us. R&D is in our DNA, and we view this as something that's going to continue to evolve and improve and innovate.
I'll tell you, Lana, it's really just incredible what you're doing here, and I want to get into more detail with it. Okay, so what we're going to do, I'll get back to you guys either later today or tomorrow. We're going to set up a second show. I got other stuff I want to talk to you about. I think it's just fascinating. I think it's great.
Thank you so much, Larry. It was such a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you'll be back. You're a superstar now. Forget Garth Brooks. Now you know Larry. You're a superstar. You're an international superstar, Lana. And tell Garth I said hello. Make sure you tell Garth I said hello. No, we're kidding, of course. All right. Thank you, Lana. And we will do more. I promise you. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day today. Thanks. Talk to you later.
You too.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Dr. Lana Israel, everybody. Wow, what a great lady. Okay. And by the way, hello, Allison. I know you're listening. Hello, Joyce. I know you're listening. And yes, we will be doing more. Okay. MUZOLOGY.com. Do yourself a favor and your kids a favor. Okay. Get involved. Okay. Musology.com. This is good stuff. okay? It's been a pet peeve of mine for years, okay? So I'm telling you, this obviously works. You can already figure that out, okay? All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We'll tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. Do what Lana's going to do. Go over to ace-ed.org. Join our consortium. You get a free subscription to the magazine, ace-ed.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Lana.